Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Bonsai Chat. And this is where I like to dive into my thoughts on anime, movies, video games, and other pop culture. And today, I'm going to be doing a solo one, so I'm going to be going into the Bonsai Bit formula a little bit for these kind of episodes. But don't worry, we'll have guests back on soon for more bigger discussion. I just wanted to work on some more of my writing and have some more creative ideas that I wanted to explore. And this really will help me kind of put a fire under my ass to help me be the best podcaster I can be for you, the listener. So enough with all the updates and bullshit and all that stuff. Let's get into today's topic, which is Hajime no Ippo. Let's start that road work. Anime, you always know you have your DBZs, One Piece, all those shonen types coming out each season. Your isekais, your school romances, oh god, the list goes on. But for everyone that you know, there's a very special anime that just hits your otaku soul in the right way. And that for me is how I feel about this very special anime about boxing, Hajime no Ippo. As I probably mentioned before, there's a weird crossover when it comes with anime and sports. That when they nail it, it's one of my favorite things to watch, coming from a person that doesn't like sports at all. What's great about Ippo, that it still has its shonen core action, becoming the stronger version of yourself, yada yada, but takes a more realistic approach at the sport they're talking about. Kinda. Hajime no Ippo is a shonen sports anime on boxing, created by Joji Morikawa, or his westernized pen name, George Morikawa. You can tell in his writing that he is a beloved fan of the sport, so much so that he even has his own gym, the JB Sports Gym in Japan, dedicated to the art of boxing. Now if that's not talking the talk, I don't know what is. The manga is currently ongoing for the first volume starting in 1989, going on to 131 volumes as of this podcast. That's over 1,300 plus chapters. With its huge popularity, it of course was adapted into an anime in the 2000s through 2014 with three seasons, about 120 episodes overall, and two movies, or OVAs if you want to call it. Which, a little side note here, this anime had the hooks into me so much that I watched this on the first place I moved out on my own, on my shitty little laptop, on a box that it came with, in my room, by myself, in three-part chunk episodes on YouTube. That's how entertaining it was to me, and that's why it's always so special. Oh man, those were the days. The story follows Ippo Makinouchi, a young, shy boy with a heart of gold. He's been pushed around most of his life, never standing up for himself, until he runs into the middleweight pro boxer Takamura, who sees a spark of talent in Ippo and shows him the world of boxing. As Ippo takes his first step into the gym to train under the great Kenji Kamigawa, who runs the gym and trains Takamura as well. Ippo soon awakes his fighting spirit and drives to become the next strongest boxer the world has ever seen. Hajime no Ippo has some of the most charming characters and stories of being there for your friend and teammate no matter what. You know, kind of that whole there's no I in teammate stuff. And of course, the way they draw a beautiful picture of the dangerous, cruel, but rewarding sport of boxing. As I mentioned before, Morikawa is not only a fan of boxing, but he's also a student. And the way that the anime expresses the hard work and technique of boxing, I have to say, even not being the first anime to do this kind of sport, still to this day, in my opinion, I've never seen this show explain a sport better than Hajime no Ippo. From the simple idea of keeping your guard up, to mastering a combination for your next fight, and yes, even some of the most insane, hilarious moves some of the fighters decide to have in their wheelhouse. You can tell the honesty and passion of how Morikawa has thought about this sport, and making this story is the only way he could show his feelings about something so important to him. Being a martial artist myself, I could never get into the sport of boxing for one reason or another, because to me, I'd rather see a cheesy kung fu movie or someone getting their head kicked in an MMA match. Getting into Hajime no Ippo, I was so happy to see what the sport could really be. I'll just say too, which definitely needs to be said, the journey of Ippo learning the Dempsey Roll, which is an actual move, is one of the most well-told story plots in all of anime, in my opinion. That is what I really love about this show. On the surface, it's just about boxing. All the effort it takes to push your body to the next level, learning to deal with failure, and the painful truth that it might not just be in the cards for you, no matter what you do. It's also about many other things, from meeting new people that will be your true friends to push you on, not underestimating someone, and how you can act on the mat will cross over into the real world, for good or bad. And also, the humor is some of the funniest anime has to offer. The humor of Hajime no Ippo is always a 1-2 punch to the gut you will never get up from. To see some of the most macho man trying to be macho while still putting each other in their place with pranks and the cold truth is classic humor that's probably more realistic than the actual sport itself. And let's not forget the music composers Imanori Sueneyo and Hironoya Shuiza, with their beautiful performance and their background music, and the unforgettable OPs by Shocking Lemons and Last Alliance, and also the sound design for using jet engines and car noises for each special attack is just a perfect way to add some spice to this anime. Even just those alone will get your blood pumping. It really is the whole package when it comes to a show in a lot of ways. And I still have not read every chapter of the manga that is out. I can only imagine Morikawa is still churning out stories for these characters. It just goes to show you, his fighting spirit still burns just as strong as all the fighters he's created. If you've ever been on the fence of the world of boxing, I'd highly recommend giving this a shot because it really does a special type of storytelling that lets you peek into the beautiful side of the sport that is mostly portrayed by money, shit-talking, and showboating matchups in the current media today. So if you're going to bet on the next boxing match, I'd say bet on Hajime no Ippo. That's it for today's Banzai Chat. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all that good stuff below. And check out BonsaiChat.com for more ways to support the podcast. I've been your host, Ryan, and I'll catch you all next time.